Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joined now by John Burkett, a crime reporter, investigative reporter at WTV, RTV6, and you have been the one person who seems to be able to kind of dig up the dirt, unfortunately, behind all of this Inspector General parole board scandal. And I do think it's a scandal at this stage. Where do things stand this morning? Because you've been pushing it forward. What is the status this morning?
Well, it's been a wild week, to say the least, John. Mm-hmm. And good morning to you and your listeners.
Good morning, man.
Right now it's kind of at the emails that have been leaked to us, and there are plenty more of those to come out. Obviously, right now I'm trying to get some context around exactly when they were sent, where they were sent, who they were sent to, mm-hmm. and that takes a little bit of time and research. One of the emails that we have matched up, the questions that we had earlier in this investigation was, why did the OSIG send this report to somewhere in the executive branch? And we found out through these emails that indeed it was sent to the Attorney General's office. And that's at least one answer we've come up with.
This is the first long draft, the 14-page draft from the Inspector General, when we say OSIG, the Office of the State Inspector General, examining the parole board's actions related to this man who was convicted twice of killing a police officer and their decision to release him. And we find out that half the report has been deep-sixed, eliminated, deleted, and the contents of that half were the allegations of impropriety, if not illegality, and no one seems to want to answer why those things were taken out. And I think that's a very legitimate, it's not political, it's a legitimate question, like what happened here? And no one wants to answer that question.
Exactly. And that's the question we've had all along, John. It's mm-hmm. is why is an independent entity sending a report anywhere to be looked at before it's sent out? But they've come and saying they've said it's normal procedure. If they, seeking legal advice, the IG can send it anywhere he wants for legal advice. Mm-hmm. It's part of a lengthy investigation we're doing, and there's a little bit more ahead that we've uncovered. So okay. Make sure you stay tuned.
Well, now the emails you've gotten, do they illuminate angst in the Inspector General's office, political concern for their own situation, like if we release this or if we acknowledge that there was illegality here, we could be in trouble? I mean, is there a smoking gun or something scandalous about it?
Well, there's nothing really from the IG's office that's expressed in them. It's mostly emails from the former parole board chair, the new parole board chair.
Gotcha.
And some of those who work on the parole board.
Mm-hmm. And what's the gist of that? Do they really believe that the man they released into the Richmond community who was convicted of killing the police officer is innocent? I mean, that's what I keep coming back to, John. You've covered crime. I covered crime back when I was at Channel 8. I don't want to see someone rot in jail if they didn't do something. So if that's a real concern, then raise that flag. But it sounds like it's almost a wink and a nod, where there's animosity towards the entire system. I mean, if you're on the parole board and you hate our justice system and you just have an innate distrust for it, this probably isn't the job for you if you can't navigate that and make good judgments within the system.
Right. Well, there are emails in there that will soon come out that you're going to kind of be like, oh, okay, now you're going to put two and two together and say, well, maybe this is what it was all about. And some of them are, you know, you're going to raise an eye to like, what? What does that mean? Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, like I said, we're still looking at those emails. We're trying to put some context around them because obviously they're being the emails we have are kind of sent all over the place. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to figure out what's what. But I can tell you that some of the emails that I've seen from the former parole board chair, you're like, are you kidding me? What is this about?
Mm-hmm. When do you think those will air, or when will you all have clearance to talk through that?
I would say within the week.
Yeah.
We've got to, you know, obviously we're crossing our T's and dotting our I's. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't go wild west into something like this and just, you know, expect it to stick. You know what I mean? You got to be very careful.
Yeah, you want to be careful. Make sure that somebody's not trying to manipulate you. I think that's smart.
Yeah.
You make sure that everything you're repeating on air and showing on the TV is real and legit, and you're not being manipulated. Has anybody threatened you or anything? This is kind of high stakes here in the state of Virginia. No threats to you?
Well, not that I know of. I tend not to answer phone numbers. I don't know.
Yeah, right. So. Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I think Governor Wilder, man, I think he put it best on Wednesday or Thursday whenever we talked to him, is, you know, the people of Virginia want answers, and this is the way we're trying to go about getting answers. They want their elected leaders to be held accountable, and there needs to be some accountability.
Yeah. Well, you're one of the people who's doing that and holding everybody accountable. I think that's fair. This isn't some sort of second-tier issue. It's fundamental to the functioning of the parole board, and what could be more offensive to law and order people than releasing someone who killed a police officer into the general population? I mean, they were originally sentenced to death, then were supposed to spend the rest of their life in prison, and now they're out on the streets. If you want to make the allegation that the guy didn't do it, then say that. But don't just dump him back into the population. I think that deserves an answer from a lot of people. John Burkett of Channel 6, I really appreciate the chance to talk to you. Thank you.
You're welcome, brother. Talk to you soon.
Okay.